Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. We are looking at hopefully decreasing cloudiness. 57 for a high by the lake, maybe 62 degrees further west. In Kenosha right now, it is 54, 53 in Burlington, Milwaukee 55, and 55 degrees in Racine. Oh, southeast Wisconsin gets a major snowstorm in the coming weeks. You can blame Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. He lifted the winter parking restrictions in his city yesterday, more than a week ahead of schedule, says they're willing to gamble on better than normal weather going forward. But he adds the move should make thousands of drivers happy for not having to drive around for 10 minutes looking for a parking spot. Determining if it's even feasible for the city of Racine to build a downtown event center should start to move more quickly now, with a decision expected early next month on the hiring of an owner's representative. The Common Council met in Committee of the Whole last night. Amy Conley, the city's development director, outlined what's occurred on the project so far, noting that there were some potential private partners who became a little noncommittal. Questions then got raised about the site. It was finally determined this should become a city project. Consultant Steve Friedman telling the alderman that a number of studies have already been done that'll set the groundwork for what's going to happen next. And because it is such a complicated project, he says the city needs a representative to analyze the site, come up with a preliminary design, determine how much the project might cost, and again, if it even is feasible.
And their jobs include to help select and supervise the planning team, the design team, the architecture team, the structural engineers, the civil engineers, all of the different professionals who in this case have to be working on a very tight site, relatively tight site, to define the program in detail, lay it out, fit it on the site, make it be done in a way that's efficient to operate, and so on.
Meanwhile, a comparison made to Allentown, Pennsylvania in terms of Racine and its history, manufacturing, a downtown where businesses left during the 60s and 70s. They built a downtown arena. Consultant Jeff Friedman said that Allentown developed it, fully funded it, large, a little larger than the one proposed here. He says downtown there has become much more attractive for residential development, and the project has also affected areas outside of Allentown's downtown area.
So they're seeing more investment in the walk-up housing here that needed to be reinvested in, that people were reluctant to do so when the trajectory was flat or downward at best. Small shops and restaurants are opening even in the neighborhoods, and so it's having radiating benefits into the broader community.
Meanwhile, the three potential owners' representatives have now been identified. There's going to be another Committee of the Whole meeting next Monday night. They'll review the recommendation on the owners' reps. A vote will be taken by the Redevelopment Authority on March the 6th. That'll be followed by a Common Council vote the next night regarding funding on the first phase of that project, right now listed around $500,000 to $600,000. Racine Unified School Board last night urged to adopt a policy that creates quiet time in school classrooms. About 15 minutes to start out the day, 15 minutes at the end. A proven experiment in urban schools across the country, according to Racine resident Barry Uhlenhake, including Detroit, New York, even Chicago.
The idea is to encourage the students as well as staff to actually calm, make sure that they're operating in a very clear manner, and they reduce stress. And there's been a lot of research showing that quiet time is a very effective tool in education.
Businessman Bill Bueller, he supports quiet time after learning it firsthand years ago. Superintendent Lolly Haas only responded by saying, "I'll make sure someone on Dr. Gallion's team follows up to get more information." Kenosha County Medical Examiner and the Sheriff's Department seeking help to identify human remains discovered along Lake Michigan in Summers in December. Medical Examiner Patrice Hall says it's believed this victim is a man who had ties to Waukegan or to Lake County, Illinois, based on items found with the body, including a gas station rewards card, last used January 2014, keys to a car, possibly a Cadillac. The remains found by a family from out of town just walking along the lakefront. The ME and Sheriff David Beth have a news conference scheduled on this case Thursday morning. Racine Police Chief Art Howell and two of his deputy chiefs spoke with the seniors group Adventures in Lifelong Learning at the UW Parkside Student Center Cinema. The discussion ranging from community policing in neighborhoods and in the schools, as well as to scams and continued reduction of crime figures. The chief took note of one effort they hope to announce soon that'll involve the use of Regency Mall as a safe zone when it comes to Craigslist transactions.
If you and I are communicating over Craigslist and I've got a nice iPad that I want to sell you, but you don't know if I'm real or not, it'd be great if we could just meet at the mall as opposed to behind some back alley somewhere where I might rob you. And so that's something that's to be announced.
Meanwhile, the chief also reminded the group, be diligent when it comes to the neighborhood and report things out of the ordinary. A Village of Rochester woman accused of striking her husband with her vehicle during a dispute at their home on Sunday, now charged with intoxicated use of that vehicle and hit and run, both causing great bodily harm. 32-year-old Teria Rudzinski appearing in court, the victim taken up to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life with a skull fracture and some other injuries. Rudzinski is due back in court on March the 1st. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home inventories, they're tight, which is moderating the number being sold, but with prices continuing to go up as a whole and in southeast Wisconsin.
January sales in Kenosha County were down by 29 compared to a year ago, while the median price showed a 14% increase to $158,000. Milwaukee area sales increased 5.6%, and the median price went to more than $131,000, up 7.65%. Racine County's January home sales rose by just under 15%, with an almost similar rise in the median price to just over $137,000. The southeast region showed a 2% rise in home sales last month and a 6.2% price increase to $163,000. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Caledonia's Eastside Community Center, being packaged for sale with about 4 acres of wooded area behind it on Douglas Avenue, as the new Village Center gets closer to completion by Crawford Park. Two citizens, though, urged the village board last night to reconsider the combination. Nonetheless, Jack noting it's a designated park. It has signage. It has trails.
I would really like there to be in the minutes some notice that you have considered this, that you've discussed it, and that this property be considered separately from that park. There should be an ordinance in Caledonia that protects parkland.
Administrator Tom Christensen recently given approval by the Public Works Committee to consider offers on the community center property and the woods behind it. Pleasant Prairie's Village Board authorizing staff to file a request with the Public Service Commission on American Transmission Company's plans to create new power transmission lines from Wisconsin into Illinois, which could have a negative impact on both private and public lands within the village. ATC's preferred route is 1.2 miles long from north of 122nd Street and immediately east of 85th Avenue is a residential street. It goes between Pleasant Prairie's new residential recycling center and privately owned property that a village news release says has entertained some development interests. And for those reasons, the village is opposing ATC's preferred route, asking for a secondary route, of which the village says in the release ATC has not exactly been responsive to. And Union Grove resident Frank Lamping, recently selected to the Green Bay Packers Fan Hall of Fame, he's now been named a Wisconsin Hometown Hero, the State Assembly's highest citizen recognition. Speaker Robin Voss says Lamping dedicates himself not only to his beloved team, but also to his community. He's the president of the Union Grove Lions Club, liaison for the Union Grove Recreation Department, and was an honor flight guardian for a Korean War veteran, all while fighting prostate cancer. Lamping will get that Hometown Hero Award Tuesday, March the 7th in Madison at the beginning of the next floor session of the State Assembly. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.